Ruby.
My English is better today. I am happy to be here with the man they raised so much money for. It's great to see you wear a tie that could have been a couch. Thank you. Thank you. No, not sir. Thank you very much.
James Bond question, first of
all. Yes, I grew up watching Sean Connery basically do everything, and as a friend said, a prick on legs. Basically, what is this, Moneypenny?
Look what I made for you, James. It's a cruise missile and a vibrator. Small, inserted. Look where it goes. Good luck. I'm sorry about the fountain pen. Oh, dear, some asshole has my... Oh, God.
Congratulations, though. You showed them, sir. Well done, sir.
Absolutely,
well done, sir.
By God, he showed
them. Yes, you showed them. I have wailed well done.
Now, let's talk about playing penguins.
Well, that's a nice transition.
Isn't it?
Way to go, yeah. Penguins?
Penguins, happy feet. Because what's interesting...
They're good eating, too, remember
that?
No.
A nice snack.
Yeah, well, even the explorers went, let's go with the dogs.
But, I mean, the two of you are neck and neck at the box office.
Yeah, there's always... Good. You know, birds beat Bond. Yeah, right, good luck. Thank you. Happy Feet has legs, I know. But it's just nice to know people are going to the movies whenever you... You know, you try not to go and find out what happened on Monday. How'd your movie do? If you're in L.A., even the cab drivers go, I'm very sorry to hear. I read Variety, the movie, oh, very good luck to you. Sadly, but, you know, it's sad. But, you know, it's good to know both are well, sir, both are well. And the Penguins did good.
They did good, and it's a happy film and a happy premise.
A happy film with a name like Happy Feet, very
happy
good.
Happy Feet, no? It's about a dancing penguin.
A dancing penguin, sir, better than a jumping squirrel.
maybe.
Yeah,
I mean, I never thought about that, yes.
Oh, well, don't think about it now. It would be interesting, too, when you talk about all those, like, the shows. Like, soon they'll run out of people and they'll have to be singing animals. You know, and if you don't like the animals, I'm sorry, you lost. Mr. Cheney, one more bird. It's sad, you know. It's very difficult.
Did you have to do a lot of research on penguins?
Not at all.
No, you didn't.
I mean, you watch one nature special, you realize they move like this, and it's like... And basically, you realize even Chaplin's going, all right, it's mine, right? And that they swim, they're beautiful when they swim, and they mate for life. Well, not for life, at least, till they find another nice bird. And with the emperor penguins, they're about that tall, and the Adelies, which are about that tall. That's why we wanted to give them, like, a Latin American accent, so to make them like this, you know. So they're very, you know, to talk like this. And I tell you something, come close. Not that close, okay? You want to make them, you know, that they are small, but with a penguin, size does not make a difference, if you know what I mean, you know. It's how you work the beak, you know? On a cold night, you want to be nice to someone, the right person. You know, with a bird like this, you know? And with a little pecker, you have to work fast. With the beak, you know, the beak, you know, I say, do you know what I'm saying? And I found out today from the Norwegians that 1 in every 10 penguins is gay. I don't know how they did that. Did they play some Peter Allen? And if the bird went... I'm sorry, sir, it's a gay penguin. Sorry, you can't stay in this nest, my friend. I'm very sorry, I have to move on. You're worried about gay penguins now. Oh, no. What are you doing decorating? I've arranged the pebbles as best I could. I don't know. Be good.
You play Raymond.
I want to play Raymond. I wanted to initially play him like Truman Capote, but I think there's already been 2 movies about that. So.
It'd be nice just to have a penguin who's going, it's so cold. I don't care.
Yeah, Raymond is one, and the other one is Lovelace.
Lovelace, now he's very sort of charismatic.
Charismatic in a Barry White kind of way, you know. Or barely white, you know, it's all a good thing.
Shall we see what we're talking about?
Whatever you'd like, sir.
All right, right. This
shall we pimp the film? Shall we do what we're here for?
Yes, let's have a look.
Wait, you saw mystic beings?
I hear them! They speak through me! Oh, yeah! There's a power that makes me stand up on this tower!
Did they have front-way eyes? Did they probe you? Tie you up? Strap you down?
Enough!
throw me? When you go to the front, you didn't stand, you know.
There's too many questions.
I didn't realize that the penguins are such good singers.
Well, you know, you gotta let it be find your voice, like he's talking about in that reality shows. I think that, like he said, they should have famous politicians like Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza, who was the whitest black woman in history, who makes Oprah look like a crack hole. You know what I'm saying? I do believe there's moments like when Donald Rumsfeld left. She was going, goodbye, Don. Take care. Good luck to you. Good luck. I'll just be playing cello. Good luck. The moment she closes that door, it's going, girl! Oprah, girl, Donald is gone. He is gone. I want my Colin Powell back, girl. I want my cruise missile man back. Girl, bring him back to me now. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. But I think you should have a famous politician singing. I think W could be doing country western songs. It'd be great. Or either that or just sing If I Had a Brain from The Wizard of Oz. Something simple. You know? I mean, it's like, I believe, like what you said, it's come to that point where it's getting there. I mean, pretty much it'll be voting for office, it'll be a talent show.
Well, it was interesting, because when I was talking to Ben about that, I was remembering that, in fact, your next film, which is going to be released here quite shortly, actually, already is in American Man of the Year, which is the premise of that.
Is
a comic running for office.
Yeah, we've got clowns. Why not go that way? I mean, it's the idea of... You know, listen, I live in California. It's 60% Hispanic, and we have an Austrian governor. At this point, you go, well, even Nostradamus is going, okay, new dealer. I go. And when every time Arnold talks about immigration, I feel like, get in the car, children, come along, we're going. We must go towards Nevada, and you feel like there's Julie Andrews in the hills going, the hills are... Quickly, go! And Arnold basically wants to solve the immigration problem by building a wall, which even the Chinese are going, this will not work.
But I mean, what do you make about the British politics? I mean, do you see a difference between what happens here and what happens in America?
The only difference is I see whenever you see Tony Blair standing next to W, I feel like there should be a telethon. Because I now realize that we have involved ourselves in what might be called an extreme morass, and you see W going, wish I could have said that. Oh, damn, that's a big word. Morass. Whenever I think morass, I'm looking at Laura. You know, right there. It's scary, you know? I don't believe morass. Well, that's like a crevasse. Can't say it, gonna do it. There's the drill, there's the dead, there's the economy. See it moving, moving around, moving around. There's a weapon of mass destruction. Head there, can't see it, there you go. There's the economy, there it is, whoa! Can't say it, go look over there, look over there, can't finish it. Here's a man who said about American education, he said, is our children learning? So, I think your premise worked.
Well, you've got a while left of his company, haven't you?
Oh, yes, sir. We have two more years in the reign of George II.
Yes.
I think it's very interesting. Things are... We just elected a Democratic House and a Democratic Congress, so at least he has to learn to play with others for a while. So that'll be fun. I think it's been pretty wild.
What about... Can I ask you about your friend, Mr. Lance Armstrong?
Ah, the Uniballer.
Yeah. Because you yourself, as I know, is... You are a keen cyclist.
Yes, sir. I am a bisexual. Yes, sir. I like to ride the bike. You take one Cialis pill, you ride hard, you ride long, and it's wonderful. You're basically... I mean, for me, it's my meditation. It's what I do. I mean, I live in San Francisco, so I can get on my bike and go over the bridge and ride about, you know, sometimes 20 miles, sometimes 40 or 50 miles, and it's great. It's beautiful.
He's an amazing man, Armstrong, isn't he? An extraordinary
guy. Yeah, I mean, it's always amazing because they keep accusing him of... doing drugs, which I said, you idiot, it's chemotherapy, number one. And they used to, you know, and even the French, he's got one testicle, he's aerodynamic. Everyone cut off one ball, you'll be quicker. The one leg will move faster because you don't get this bouncing back, you know. But everyone knows when you ride a bike, it's, oh, look, his one leg is quicker. And they held his urine for a year, it's like a Chardonnay by the... What are you doing? It's a Lance Armstrong urine. Taste it. It's great. Still no drugs, but very good with fish.
The
this is the thing. I mean, you can say the unsayable. You can make jokes about things that
not
people...
Not everything, but that was close.
Well, that was...
It's like in America right now, they're talking about... You know, they always talk about intelligent design, you know, as this concept. Look at the human body. You have a waste processing plant next to a recreation area. So that's more... I mean, the iPod is intelligent design. The human body is pretty much infinite design. It's pretty crazy, but... The idea of pushing the boundaries with comedy, Ben does it all. I mean, it's part of the job. It's the drill of what you have to do as a comic.
But where are the areas that you dare not go, that you would not go? I mean, you've been there, obviously. And
the colon.
The colon.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you... I mean, there's areas, but it all depends. Like, obviously, things that have happened recently with Mel on the Coast Highway. You have to be careful, you know? Mm-hmm. I just find it ironic that Mel Gibson found the only Jewish highway patrolman. You know? Gets out of the car, I eat you! I happen to be one, hello. Then, you know, and recently I went to rehab in wine country, so that helps, but...
How was rehab? Know. Was that all right?
It was good, dry.
Dry, yeah.
But it's good, you know, once you get out, you realize when I was drinking, I was violating my standards quicker than I could lower them, so it was... once you come out, you realize this is the way to go. Alcohol's not my friend, you know. Tend to make English my second language, and I find out I'm not alone. There's other people to help me, so it's great.
It always lurks there, doesn't it, I suppose?
It lurks there, sir, yes. The dreaded, it lurks.
It's a reminder.
A simple reminder that one drink, you can end up in a field with a small animal. And even the sheep is going, meh.
Shh, it's fine. At least I got a sweater. Shut up. I was thinking, actually, again, when we were talking about the unmentionable, making jokes about the things that other people steer clear of, your great friend was Christopher Reeve.
Oh, I remember
you were telling us a wonderful story up there about where you went to visit him.
Oh, when I went to visit, yeah, because there...
He was a nice man, wasn't he? He
was a wonderful man. He's the godfather of my son, and this was when he just had the accident, and there were people making decisions whether or not to keep him, you know, on life support. And I came in dressed as a doctor, and I said I was a Russian proctologist. And most of the other doctors, oh, no. And he looked up, and he kind of went, hey, brother, what's up? And I said, would you mind, I'm just going to do a brief exam. Like what you said, if you feel two fingers, it's your luck. You know, and he laughed, and he said, hey, brother, what's happening? And it was that idea of, you know, even in the face of that.
That's it.
And it helped. I mean, he's an extraordinary guy.
Yes,
and,
he was.
And he's missed, and his wife is missed, too.
Yes, he
both of them. It's like the 1-2 punch is like, oh, man. But his son, both sons and his daughter are amazing, and they're carrying on the tradition.
And finally, back to the business. I mean, Happy Feet making Dosh.
Yeah, Bond making
Dosh.
And said, when he came out, it was like the crap they threw at you, and then it does so well, it's like, yes!
Sidney Ware, the bird and the Bond do well. This is all part of show business.
Very good. But it's, business is good. And it's good for everyone, I think, on that way.
Robin Williams, thank you very much indeed.
Mr. Parkinson,
Robin,
thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good to see you, buddy.
The Black Adder. James Bond. Sexy man. Come,